This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
ICC prosecutor Karim Khan said in a statement on Monday that he had reasonable grounds to believe that all bear criminal responsibility for alleged war crimes and crimes against humanity. The Hamas leaders' arrest warrants were for the group's chief, Yahya Sinwar, Mohammed al-Masri, the commander-in-chief of its military wing, and Ismail Haniyeh, head of its political bureau. Israeli and Palestinian leaders have both previously dismissed allegations of committing war crimes.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued condolences on Monday over the death of Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, who lost his life in a plane crash on Sunday.
The Secretary General is saddened by the death of Sayed Ibrahim Raisi, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as their colleagues in the helicopter accident.
United Nations spokesman Stefan Duharik. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is committing to keep American weapons moving to Ukraine as Kyiv faces one of its toughest moments against a renewed assault by Russia. Austin and as many as 50 defense leaders from Europe and around the world met on Monday to coordinate more military aid to Ukraine. He said, quote, "We're meeting in a moment of challenge," noting Russia's new onslaught of Kharkiv. This is VOA News.